Good afternoon. It is Wednesday, the 27th of March, and I am currently on the M6 driving up to Birmingham to meet a very, very good friend of mine and to discuss what he's been up to business-wise over the last few weeks and months since we last caught up. And couple of hours to myself in the car, I've really just been reflecting on events over the last 24 hours, and I thought I would share that with you. So it's going to be a podcast. I'm going to do it in one take, and I hope you find some of this interesting or relevant. And if you don't, then I apologize for that. For those of you that do care, I feel like I've now pushed the button on the very, very start of people looking at property and owning property in a different way. And the feedback and response that I have had in the first few hours of sort of telling my friends and family and extended network what I'm really thinking has been phenomenal. And I just can't wait to get through the next steps. One thing I haven't done, which might seem strange, is I haven't addressed really the brand of this new platform at all yet, because the cost of going through the process of starting a new brand from scratch can be seriously large. What I have done is I've started using Fiverr.com, which is basically like what I would describe as a directory of people who have capable skills in different areas. So you can post jobs post gigs, they call it, for video content, for PowerPoint presentations, for brand and logos. And basically what I've done is I've scattered about $50 each around the different areas. I've come up with one domain that I'm sort of considering seriously at the moment, and so I've been using that as a way to build an idea. And what I found is that for almost next to nothing, you know, $50 or $100, you get people engaged immediately and working really hard and trying to please. And something might just have come out of this, and I'm excited to kind of share what that might look like. And at the end of the day, I'm going to need to commit to something and give it a go. So that might be it. With regard to just an update briefly of where the platform's up to, I've said a few times now, but I've secured a couple of times over actually the seed capital that I would need to get this platform off the ground. And I feel that doing it with my own money is an option, but the company's investment journey, if you like, of raising capital at various stages is quite important to me. And there are some influential people who have helped me along this journey. And I really, really, at this point, would just like to thank Chris Ball for all the help and support that he has given me on a daily basis throughout the evolution of this idea. And the thought of me building this business without him in some way or another by my side is scary. So I really appreciate your help, Chris. It means a lot to me. And I couldn't imagine you not being part of this platform all the way from the beginning to the end, hopefully. So I actually didn't manage to do that in one take, unfortunately, but my phone rang, which happens every so often in my life. I was just starting to go on to talk about who I'm thankful for and just the response I've had today from the amount of people that really are showing an interest in wanting to be users of this product, where they can take small amounts of money and invest directly into a specific property that is rented to one or several tenants and therefore produces a regular income. And I really can see how this is going to take shape. So a lot of the areas of my business plan have been accounted for. There are one or two, I wouldn't say gaping holes, but there are one or two hurdles that I need to overcome with regard to getting all the way to the finished product. But that finished product is probably a couple of years away. However, what I am focused on is the next 3 weeks, 3 months, and 6 months, and how to get to market this summer. And getting to market this summer is going to take a hell of a lot of work. And I really hope that you enjoy. Sorry, I've got my friend in front of me in his car pointing out an HGV lorry, which is now owned by him randomly. So lots more to come. I will keep you updated. Watch out for podcasts, videos, emails, Instagram, direct messages, and anything else. I'm sure you'll be able to avoid it if you don't want to see it, but if you do, then there should be plenty of opportunity for you to keep up. Finally, what I will say, and I've said before, and I hope people are getting this message, if there is anyone out there who thinks they're talented, who thinks they can add something, be it now or at some point in the future, to what I'm trying to create, then I urge you to throw your hat in the ring, because I need good people on my team, and there's an exciting opportunity for people to get in right at the beginning here. And it would be a really nice part of the story for that to have come about from all of this awareness raising that I'm doing prior to me actually having a product to sell. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate you listening. I would really appreciate some feedback. And if you could do that through the iTunes network, that would probably be most beneficial. If your feedback is negative, then please let me have that as well. I'd like to know all the good bits and bad bits. So thanks for your time. I'll be in touch soon. Thanks. Bye bye.